just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man the many will be made righteous. When the Bible says that Jesus humbled himself, taking the very nature of a servant or slave, the emphasis being made with the word slave is not that of excessive labor, but of total obedience. Jesus not only prayed, "Father, your will, not mine, be done," but he gladly lived and died in obedience to the will of God. If Jesus had deviated one inch from his Father's will at any point along the path from cradle to cross, the plan for our salvation would have failed. But Jesus obeyed, from first to last, from the heart. He refused to hate his enemies, to imitate the world's use of power, to retaliate when he was abused, refused to disobey God even when obedience finally meant death, the death Rome reserved for slaves and rebels, death by crucifixion. Only one thing moved Jesus to willingly do this: love beyond measuring, love for his Father, love for you.